Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria today up to 22 degrees. Joburg and Polokwane starting the week on a maximum of 21. We start on the West Rand, where a 31-year-old woman is expected to appear in the Roodepoort Magistrates Court today. That's in connection with the murder of her 11-year-old boy in Fleurhof. The woman was arrested on Friday for murder and defeating the ends of justice. Cliff Shiku has more.
Jaden Lee Meek's body was found with bruises at his residential complex in May this year. He was reported missing shortly after coming back from school. Police investigations found that the child allegedly died at his home from blunt force trauma. The mother allegedly staged the scene to mislead investigators. Cliff Shugo, Jacaranda FM News.
In the Eastern Cape High Court, the state will today kick off its appeal process in the case of Nigerian pastor Timothy Omotoso and his co-accused. In May, the Gqeberha High Court acquitted Omotoso on 32 charges, including rape and human trafficking involving young female congregants. The National Prosecuting Authority's national spokesperson, Tunzi Maga, says the state will proceed with its appeal against Omotoso's acquittal despite his deportation from South Africa.
This follows a directive by Schoeman J after the state sent a request for clarification of factual findings in her judgment before the state can request the reservation of questions of law in terms of 319 of the Criminal Procedure Act for consideration by the Supreme Court of Appeal. This is the only mechanism in which the state can appeal an acquittal judgment in South African law.
In Johannesburg, City Power says it will kick off the process today to audit electricity meters across the city. The audits will continue into August as the entity moves to modernise and streamline operations. The utility says the audits will be conducted in Hurst Hill, Randburg, Roodepoort and Reuben Service Delivery Centres to enhance the accuracy of electricity billing. City Power has urged customers to verify the credentials of any officials claiming to be City Power workers to avoid criminals posing as contractors or employees of City Power. To politics, Police Minister Senzo Mchunu is reportedly appearing before the ANC's Integrity Commission to give his side of the allegations against him. Mchunu is on special leave from today while a Judicial Commission of Inquiry probed the allegations. His spokesperson, Kamohelo Mokgotsi, says the minister has committed to giving his full support to the investigation.
Minister Mchunu has welcomed the decision and expressed his full support for the process, stating the following: "Honor and integrity are the virtues I personally subscribe to and which we all need to make efforts to uphold."
More at jackrandafm.com. Click on news. And in Germany, a doctor will go on trial today for killing 15 patients with lethal injections. The 40-year-old palliative care specialist allegedly injected the victims with a deadly cocktail of sedatives and in some cases set fire to their homes in a bid to cover up his crimes between 2021 and July 2024. A further 96 cases against him are still being investigated, and that includes the death of his mother-in-law. I'm Gerda de Souza, hoofnuus die uur. 'N 31-jarige vrou word vandag in die hof verwag in verband met die moord op haar seun aan die Wesrand.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Cause you light up the path. I don't care.